Hello, everyone. Welcome again to another Word for Today with Ray. As always, I'm just so thankful for you. Thankful that you are studying the Word of God and learning what God has to say to you individually. As we study God's Word, He is with us. He promised to be with us. And He wants us to know His Word. He wants us to know Him. He gave us His Word so that we might know Him and His ways and His Son Jesus. And so we have a wonderful opportunity to be able to experience the living God through His Word. We always begin our studies with prayer, and so if you will, pray with me today. Heavenly Father, we are so grateful to you to have another opportunity to be able to study your word. We know that you want us to know you and your son Jesus and your ways to live in this world, and so we're just grateful for the Bible, and Lord, particularly this Gospel of John, as you're teaching us so much about the way Jesus was and the way he reacted and what he went through for us that we might know you. So we just ask you to bless us with your Holy Spirit today, to guide us into all truth and empower us to live according to that truth so that our lives will be pleasing to you. We just want to bless you. We want to give you thanks again for your word. We do so in Jesus' name. Amen. The title to today's lesson is God Be Glorified, and it's taken from the book of John, chapter 13 and verse 32. The Apostle John wrote how Jesus was troubled in spirit and testified and said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you that one of you shall betray me." Then the disciples looked one on another, doubting of whom he spoke. Now there was leaning on Jesus' bosom one of his disciples whom Jesus loved. Simon Peter therefore beckoned to him that he should ask who it should be of whom he spoke. He then, lying on Jesus' breast, said unto him, "Lord, who is it?" Jesus answered, "He it is to whom I shall give a sop when I have dipped it." And when he had dipped the sop, he gave it to Judas Iscariot, the son of Simon. And after the sop, Satan entered into him. Then said Jesus unto him, "That you do, do quickly." Now no man at the table knew for what intent he spoke this unto him. For some of them thought, because Judas had the bag, that Jesus had said unto him, "Buy those things that we have need of against the feast," or that he should give something to the poor. He then, having received the sop, went immediately out, and it was night. Therefore, when he was gone out, Jesus said, "Now is the Son of Man glorified, and God is glorified in him." And in chapter 13 and verse 32 of his book, John shared how Jesus said, "If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself." Where we read, "If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself, and shall straightway glorify him." The verse reads, "If God be glorified in him, God shall also glorify him in himself." John began with the words, "If God be glorified in him," which means whether the Godhead bodily and Trinity, which is comprised of God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, is praised, extolled, magnified, and celebrated in Jesus, God shall also glorify him, or the Godhead and Trinity, which is comprised of God the Father, Christ the Son, and the Holy Spirit, will even so and indeed praise, extol, magnify, and celebrate him, Jesus, in himself, which means within his, God's own self. John shared how Jesus said, if his Father God is celebrated, praised, and extolled in Jesus, that his Father God would indeed praise and extol Jesus within himself. The verse continues, "and shall straightway glorify him." John added the words, "and shall straightway," which means, and will immediately and forthwith glorify him, or praise, extol, and magnify and celebrate him, Jesus. John shared how Jesus said, the glorification of him within his Father God would be reciprocated within his own self. When we consider John's words in this verse, we learn how the glorification of Jesus by his Father God would also glorify himself. And because this celebration was extended to Jesus, God himself was magnified as well. Jesus is God come in the flesh. You can see John 1 and verse 14 more about that. And when God glorifies Jesus, he glorifies himself. God loves people. His desire is to glorify his son Jesus so every person has an opportunity to receive him as their personal Savior and Lord. When they surrender their life to him, he forgives their sin and extends to them everlasting life. This is to the glory and praise of God the Father and Jesus Christ, his son. Next time, John shares how Jesus says, "Little children, yet a little while, I am with you." So read ahead, and we shall join together then. Until tomorrow, there is more. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May he make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace as you continue to study his word. In Jesus' name.